Addressing a news conference as he bid farewell to South Sudan on Tuesday, UNHCR representative to South Sudan Arafat Jamal said, over the past few weeks, he saw for himself the violence raging in parts of Upper Nile State, and says while there is good news of hope in South Sudan with the return of refugees, the government should do more to end the fighting.
I would like to give a very concerned warning to the people of South Sudan, to the people and the government, to not allow this situation to continue. If it continues, and if it further hardens along ethnic lines, I think we will be witnessing an irreversible cycle of violence, a cycle of violence that has already begun, but which, if nobody comes in to intervene, will continue and will threaten all the gains that have been made in this country.
Jamal says there is still no peace where the heart of the violence has been occurring in Upper Nile. He says state and central government officials have not been fully involved in addressing the problem. Jamal also used his farewell address to praise South Sudan for its treatment of refugees from neighboring countries. He says while the country is still new and struggling with a host of problems, it continues to welcome refugees and has even given land to some refugees.
Because not every country, and including much richer and more prosperous countries, do not treat refugees like South Sudan treats them. I have seen with my own eyes, and some of you have also seen this, that the people and the government of South Sudan has given refugees land. They have allowed them to farm. They allow refugees to work. So, colleagues, I want to underscore this as the head of UNHCR, that as a refugee country, hosting country, South Sudan is a good news story.
Jamal says the World Bank has also recognized this, which is why the bank provided a grant of $90 million to host the refugees in the country. South Sudan hosts 340,000 refugees, with over 90% coming from Sudan's southern Kordofan and Blue Nile states. Jamal noted that some 600,000 South Sudanese refugees have returned home from neighboring countries of Uganda, DRC, Sudan, Ethiopia, and Central African Republic since 2018 following the signing of the revitalized peace agreement. He says the return of some refugees gives people hope. But the outgoing UNHCR official says the government needs to do more for returning refugees in the areas of health, education, security, and building infrastructure.
When a person flees a country, they lose their home, they lose the security, they lose their culture, but they seek security. But when a person comes back home, they are reavailing themselves of all of these things. They are sending a signal that while I was once in danger, today I am not. And I have taken my decision on my own to come back home, to reavail myself of security, to rebuild my bridges with my ancestral homeland, and to reintegrate myself into my communities.
Jamal says 3.2 million South Sudanese refugees are being hosted in the neighboring countries of Uganda, Sudan, Ethiopia, and DRC. He says the government should do more to help refugees return home. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.